Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons. Today, join them for 10 more extraordinary days of prosperity and learn the steps Kenneth and Gloria took to live a debt-free life. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about overcoming debt,
praise
overcoming
God.
Lack. We're talking about not just overcoming that, but walking in prosperity. Pastor George is here, and he has given us some great things. He is a person. He and Terry have walked without debt. Hallelujah. Ken and I have walked without debt. It's a marvelous place to walk.
Praise God.
And it's available in the Word, so you can do it too. God's no respecter of persons. Welcome,
That's
George.
That's right. Thank you, Gloria. We are now on day four. 10 more extraordinary days of prosperity.
Hallelujah.
These are extraordinary days that we are in. And we're talking about living debt-free. We began yesterday talking about your background and where you and Kenneth came from and when you found...
We came from nothing.
came
we were
from
like
nowhere.
What God created the world out of. Nothing. Nothing.
So we looked at... Let's look at Matthew 6 once again. Matthew 6, 33. Once again, all of these notes that we have on these 10 days are available to you on kcm.org, as well as all 40 of the outlines that we've done since we started doing these 10 days of prosperity. So those are available as well. Just go to kcm.org. They're absolutely free.
And this is important too. Pastor George, out of the abundance of his heart, this is why he lives in such abundance. He's offering them to anybody who wants to use them in prayer groups, who wants to preach it. You don't even have to give him credit for it.
That's right. You can scratch my name
off. But you do have to get it in yourself. You can't just go down the list. You got to meditate on it. You got to take the Word, get it in here, and then bring it out.
You know, when you and Kenneth got married, you, as you've said, you married he and his notes.
Yes, right.
And didn't even realize that he was in debt.
Well, I didn't pay attention. I didn't have any sense. But so, you know, my parents, that's the way we live. They were in debt.
That's a way of life.
Yeah.
And that's the way of life that so many people live and don't realize that one of the operations of the kingdom of God is to be able to live debt-free.
And in abundance.
And in abundance. Hallelujah. To lack nothing.
That's right. Oh, beautiful.
To lack no thing.
No thing.
Let's look at Matthew 6, 33. Okay. I'll read it from the King James, if you would please. Read it from Amplified.
All
but
right.
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Okay, it
from
says,
the Amplified.
In the Amplified it says, but seek, aim at, and strive after. In other words, seek is an action word.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go after it because it's not going to just drop on you. Not with the whole world operating in a different system.
You know what you said one time? I remember you on a broadcast. You read a book by a Jewish man that said that word seek means to research.
To research. Well, I'd forgotten that.
Research. So research.
Well, that's a good word for it.
Aim at, research the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's good.
It is awesome. But seek, research, aim at, strive after, first of all. See, that's first of all. Now, this has got to be the biggest thing in your life. First of all, His kingdom and His righteousness. The Amplified says this, His way of doing and being right. Seek after, first of all, His way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given you besides.
Mm-hmm.
And the next verse says, so do not worry.
So you and
Isn't
Kenneth,
awesome?
You and Kenneth, it is awesome. And it's we've stood on that, you've stood on that. And you and Kenneth made a decision. You committed yourselves to seek the kingdom.
That's right.
By number one, giving God's word first place.
That's right.
Number two, making God's word final authority.
Acting on it.
And committing to obey whatever you saw in the word.
That's right.
That's important.
That is very important.
That's important to make a commitment.
See, that decision led to other decisions that brought the blessing in a big way. Hallelujah.
Right. So you did that. Even when financial times were hard.
We had nothing.
You didn't wait until things were great until you made that decision.
That's
you
right.
made that decision in the midst.
I made that decision in the midst of an empty house. that had no furniture that we were leasing. And it had some furniture in it. It had a rented rollaway bed that we paid $7.50 a month for. It had a nice dip in it. Oh, we were close in those days. And then I had a coffee table, a metal coffee table that Kenneth made in shop.
In high school?
Oh, man. And on that on that coffee table, we had a black and white television, which was not unusual for black and white TV in those days. But the reason ours was unusual was because the picture was only this high. This high, right here. Why was that? Because it was broken and we couldn't get it fixed.
And Uncle Jed on Beverly Hillbillies was about that song.
That was it. You know, that was when the Beverly Hillbillies first came on, when our TV was this tall. And it was so great because it was funny, you know, gave me a laugh. That's where I was. And then that coffee table was a book, a Bible that Ken's mother had given him for his birthday. She prayed for him. At this point, she didn't even know I was in the picture.
But didn't she give him Bibles like every birthday and
she
every...
She was after son, you know, he was her only child. And so in the front of the book, in the front of the Bible, she had written this scripture. Seek ye first, Ken Precious, she called him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be taken you besides. Mm. So I saw that in scripture.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw all these other things.
All
Seek ye first didn't
things.
Stand out to me, but all these other things. I mean, I had a cardboard box for a refrigerator on the porch, and a rollaway bed, and a little TV, and a high school shop.
That'd be hard table. If you had a freeze and you.
Well, I had to, you know, this was just in certain months you did this. So at any rate, I turned to that scripture. I thought, this is great. I didn't know the Bible said that. I turned to that scripture. Now, I didn't know exactly what to say.
Yeah.
But here's what I said. I said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. I made him the Lord of my life, not knowing what I was doing.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's all you have to
that's
do is
all
just
you
give
have to
yourself
do.
Over to
that's
him.
That's it.
It's amazing.
And you made that decision shortly after that. I believe Kenneth made the same decision. This was 1962.
It's a long time ago.
As I've heard before, but it changed everything.
It changed everything.
You made that commitment to obey whatever you saw
That's
in the Word.
That's
so we
right.
talked last week, the day that you found Romans 13:8.
Oh, it was a dark day. So we said we'll do whatever we see in the Word of God. And we didn't know anything much. I mean, we're just learning now. We hadn't heard faith, how faith works. We hadn't heard Brother Hagin. And so when I saw that, it said, keep out of debt in the Amplified. I think it says, keep out of debt.
Yep.
Well, we were in debt, and the only way we knew how to get anything was to charge it because we had to pay all these bills and we didn't have any money left.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, no, stay out of debt. What are we going to do?
Like you said yesterday,
I thought the
we're
end of the
doomed.
World. The end of the
we're
world
doomed.
Had come.
But you read that scripture. Let's look at that scripture.
Okay.
Because again, there may be some folks that are watching us right now.
In this
Romans 13.
Romans 13:8
in the Amplified.
In the Amplified.
Now, you read it first in the King James translation. In the King James translation, it says, owe no man anything but to love one another. And you read that, and you thought to yourself, well, maybe this other translation will
now,
say something
else. Now, this actually is not at the same time that we were in Little Rock, where we didn't have any furniture.
Okay. This
is after
later.
We moved to Tulsa. We still didn't have anything, but, you know, our house was furnished in early Goodwill, but that's where I was when I saw this scripture.
Early
we didn't have any nice things. We needed clothes. We needed everything. And this scripture said to me, and I'm here in the right place.
Romans 13:8.
It said, and so I just, I'm growing a little now.
Yeah.
Ken's going to ORU. We're up there, but we still hadn't heard the message of faith from Brother Hagin, except maybe just a little bit. I found this scripture. Here I am committed to the Word, and it says, keep out of debt.
Wow.
Oh, man. We needed everything. We didn't have a house. We didn't have decent furniture. Keep out of debt and owe no man anything except to love one another. I thought I was just doomed forever.
Yeah.
Because now we can't charge anything.
But you made a quality decision.
We'd already made the decision, see, that we'd do what we saw in the Word.
Whatever you saw in the Word to do. And then you made the decision to live debt-free.
That's right.
And that really...
Regardless of the consequences.
And it took, as I've been reading your books again and again and again and again...
You've got the originals.
The originals. God's will is prosperity, the laws of prosperity. You tell this story in here, and it's always an inspiration to me because... And it's an inspiration for others to know that you could be in a position like that, but by applying the Word and by giving it first place, final authority, committing to do whatever God said in His Word to do, you made that decision, and in 11 months, you were debt-free.
That's right. And in the meantime, we begin to hear about faith, how to change things.
And you were applying your faith to the mountain of debt being cast into the sea, being removed.
But we weren't charging anything. We weren't borrowing anything.
And you know, I'm going to get into that in just a minute, because in these books you talk specifically about what you did. And I think it's important for all of us to hear, what did Kenneth and Gloria do in that 11-month period to get out of debt?
But one thing we did was we paid cash. And another thing to think about was, in those days, credit cards. You had maybe a gas card, but there weren't. Yeah. All conclusive credit cards where you can buy anything, which is probably a good thing.
But the decision you made, and this is what's so important about making a decision like the decision you made, little did you know at that time that it wasn't just for you and Kenneth and your family.
Yeah.
It was for the body of Christ and the future of Kenneth Copeland, back then Evangelistic Association, now Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Yeah.
You made a decision back then to not borrow.
That's right. A commitment.
A commitment to not borrow. And just recently, you and I were just talking about this, but just recently, our accounting department figured out how much interest this ministry would have had to pay since 1979.
On everything we own, property, trucks, you know,
and
office equipment.
They figured out...
Television.
It was somewhere in the vicinity of $30 to $40 million in interest.
That makes a lot of difference, you know.
Wow.
If we had borrowed money, gone to the bank, gotten loans on our house, on the building and everything...
That's inspiring.
It would have been how much? 30 to 40?
$30 to $40 million. See, you started in the ministry in 67. The accounting department took it from 1979 on. So there's 11 years of a lot of stuff you could have borrowed. So you could add even on to that.
Yeah.
But I think about that, and I think about how that money has gone directly to the preaching of the gospel.
That's right. We paid for the building, this building, all this property, television, everything. We did it without borrowing money.
The main headquarters building. You and
That's
I were
right.
talking before the broadcast about how that building was completed in 86. If we had taken out a 30-year mortgage on that, we would still be paying
Think
on it
about
today.
That. And we would have, it would be a very expensive building.
So to live debt-free is better. It's better, isn't it?
It's better. It's cheaper for sure.
To owe money.
And it's unlimited.
Yeah.
You know, when you borrow money, you got to find somebody dumb enough to loan it to you. You know what I mean?
And the borrower is the servant to the lender.
That's exactly right.
But you can get out of that.
You can get out of that
debt situation. You are not locked into that. If you commit to do, just like they did, what we have done, to commit to do whatever the Word has taught them to do and make that quality decision, God will get us out of debt.
Now, in those days, credit cards were not the norm.
Right.
You might have a gas card,
but
like what we've got now was not the norm. Thank goodness. But we still wouldn't have done it. We'd have just had to not use it because we were determined to obey the Word of God.
Determined to obey it.
That's right.
Gloria, what I'd like to do is to go through with you, based on your book and Kenneth's book, what exactly, and this is page 2, what exactly you did to get out of debt. And so I found five different things here of what you did. You can probably add to it. But first of all, as you told me a moment ago, you stopped using your charge accounts and began to believe God to get out of debt.
That's right.
You began to pay cash for the things that you bought. You said in your book, everything we owned was buy now, pay later.
And that wasn't much. We didn't have much either.
Not a whole lot to pay later. And then you said sometimes it was much later.
That's right. That's right.
So what they did, and I think this is a very practical thing that people can do, is just say, I remember this, Gloria. There were a number of years ago, Kelly made a decision and she cut up her charge cards. This is maybe 10, 15 years ago. And she cut up her charge card. And this was at Christmas time. Mm. And she paid cash for everything to help her with the situation that she was in. So it does work.
It does.
The second thing you said in your book was we set our affections on God's Word. We were determined to walk according to what we saw in the Word. Things didn't come to us in one day. We had to build the Word of God into our spirits and walk in what we knew. We would get some of the Word in us and walk in it, get more Word in us and walk in that, get more Word in us and walk in that. We were involved in the Word of God almost every waking hour. Television was not interesting to us. Even the world events could not hold our attention.
No, we didn't know what was going on in the world.
We were committed to the Word regardless, and we were not willing to borrow money. So you really immersed yourselves in the Word because it was a very critical situation.
And we cut off the options.
That's good. Think about that.
Yeah. And
think
then you see that on number three there, it says we devoted ourselves. That'll encourage you to devote yourself to the Word of God.
Oh, it will be. It will be
that's your only avenue to receive.
The inspiration.
Yes.
The inspiration in that time, you devoted yourselves to God's Word literally day and night.
That's right.
We read this scripture on Monday. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, and you'll make your way prosperous, and you shall deal wisely and have good success.
That's right.
So you really immersed yourselves. Terry and I, we immerse ourselves in the Word of God. We have the Word of God going all the time. We have the Word of God going at night. We have the Word of God. I have a little DVD player by where I get ready in the mornings and shave and so forth. And I have some DVDs of you and Kenneth that go back to the mid-70s.
The big hair? Big hair days.
It was some of these big hair days. But I'm telling you, Gloria, we just surround ourselves. I have in my car right now, driving in this morning, I was listening to the laws of prosperity. What am I doing? I'm immersing myself.
That's right.
My mind is continually being renewed to the Word of God.
Now, Pastor George, in talking about not borrowing, he's not telling you something that he hasn't had some really vital experience in. That's the way he built the church building. He didn't borrow money. He could have built it faster by borrowing money, but you'd still be paying for it.
It's not an option.
It's just not an option. We paid cash. He paid cash. His congregation paid cash for that building. And then every building you've added to it, the same thing.
Every step that we're taking is the step of faith from the congregation. And it's hard sometimes because, I'm beyond that. I'm beyond even the thought of borrowing. But in times past, there have been times when I've driven by a church and they're building an addition. And I'll drive by this church every day and see it going up. And sometimes it takes just a little bit longer when you're doing this. But
now when we built our building, our administration building, we had a period where we just ran out. So
yeah,
we
and
just
you
quit building.
Stop.
Did you ever have to do that doing the church? You had to just had to rest a while.
Oh, but you know what? Those stop periods are times where we build our faith.
That's right.
We do not get discouraged in it. And I've seen churches build their buildings, and it's like all of a sudden it's done and it's up, and we're still on this phase of it. but we've not borrowed the money. And I really believe that there is something important about not being the servant to nothing. Nothing on this property is borrowed.
We're servants to God.
Everything, the chairs that you and I are sitting on, the desk that we are on, no one can come take that away.
That's exactly right.
We won't have anybody walk through the door and say, sorry, we got to take those chairs.
It seems,
they're debt-free
and
chairs.
It is sometimes. I mean, it's slower many times. Most of the time, if it's a big project, it's slower, but it's not slower than making the payments for 25 years or
that's
30
right.
years.
Our administrative building has been paid for a long time. Not $1 of partner money that comes into this ministry is used for interest.
Praise
it is
God.
Completely and totally, purely ministry.
Hallelujah.
Let me finish this up. It was 11 months from the time that we first decided to believe God to get out of debt until that goal was achieved. During those 11 months, we stood fast on what we knew from God's Word.
Amen.
And then finally, from Kenneth's book, The Laws of Prosperity, this is what they did. We figured out how much we owed. I got my checkbook and wrote out a check that would pay these debts. We laid hands on them and prayed according to Romans 13:8. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm putting these checks in the desk drawer and I'm believing you to get us out of this mess. I'm looking to you for the money to pay all these debts in Jesus' name. Now, I must say this, and Kenneth said this, I did not mail those checks until the money was in the bank.
Absolutely.
That's important.
That's important.
We figured to the last penny how much it would take to operate our household abundantly, even allowing for unexpected things. We wrote it down and prayed over it in Jesus' name. I made up my mind to be single-minded from that day forward.
Amen.
In less than 12 months from that day, we did not owe anything and haven't owned a penny since.
Glory to God. You can get the hang of this. You can get the hang of it.
It's exciting.
In some ways it's slow, but in some ways it's fast. Once you pay for
once
it, it's
you do
done.
It.
You don't have any more payments.
Gloria, that would have been 1968.
Wow.
That you believe, 67, you believe God, and 68, you were out of debt.
And we
haven't been since.
We're like what the disciples said, we have lacked for nothing.
Lacked for nothing.
Glory
praise
to
God.
God. Hallelujah. George
praise
and I'll
God.
Be right back.
No matter what the circumstances look like, God has a better way. Step out of the world's financial system of lack and uncertainty into the rock-solid strength and abundance of God's economy. You really can have peace and financial freedom. The 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough Lifeline Kit by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the Grace of Giving audio series by Gloria Copeland are two key resources to help you transition to success in your life. The Lifeline Kit includes word-based devotions for morning and evening, prosperity scriptures read by Kenneth Copeland, a music CD, a DVD teaching, and daily scripture cards. Designed to keep you focused on God's Word, they will change your financial situation as you apply each principle. The Grace of Giving series tells the truth about giving and why it connects you to God's unlimited supply. Immerse yourself in God's answers for your finances and commit today to receiving your financial breakthrough. Kenneth Copeland Ministries desires that you walk in the blessing and has put together the God's Economy Package to help you. Now available for just $25, a 44% savings, this package includes your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough and the Grace of Giving. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your package online at kcm.org. You can live debt-free. God's Word has everything you need to prosper you in every area of your life.
Our offer this week is God's Economy Package. It's five messages by Gloria Copeland on the grace of giving. And then this is the complete financial breakthrough. 10 days, the action plan. You know, get those debts out of your way. Get it out of your hair and begin to live free. If you're facing financial challenges, these things will help you. And what's more, we will pray for you. Call in. The prayer people will pray with you and agree with you. You might not have anybody that'll agree with you, but there's somebody here that'll agree with you on your finances, your family, your healing. And we want to help you. So give us a call. Give the prayer people a call. God wants you to enjoy prosperity. And you need to do what we've done is teach the principles to your children. You know, they learn by observation too. Hallelujah. It's never too early to start training them to depend on God. So we want to tell you to get this, The Grace of Giving and the Complete Financial Breakthrough Workbook. Learn to live out of debt and healed and happy. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every person listening to us today. And in Jesus' name, I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I ask you, Father, for wisdom. I'm asking you to give every person wisdom on how to walk in the blessing all the time. Tell them what to do. Tell me what to do. Yes. Tell Pastor George what to do. We want to walk in your wisdom. We want to walk free because we know that the truth will make us free. That's hallelujah. Right. If you need help, if you want somebody to pray with you, just call the ministry and we've got prayer people that know how to pray. They'll pray with you over your finances, your marriage, your ministry, whatever you need. We're here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are people on property. They're not in Hong Kong. There are people here in Fort Worth on property to pray the prayer of faith for you, and they know how to pray. So tomorrow, George and I are going to do another day. This is 5 days on the grace of giving. Hallelujah. Join us tomorrow. Come expecting. Act on what you hear. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
There is a way to give that will produce results. You know, Gloria, sometimes people say, well, I give and nothing's happening. Well, there is a grace to giving.